I have a dream that you lot won't mix me up with Martin Luther King, because I am the original Martin Luther. I'm a monk, a leader, and a strong believer in justice. My work led Germany to the Reformation of the 1500s. Consider your situation at present with regards to religion. Some of you might go to church regularly, some of you might believe in God but don't act upon it in any way, some of you might be an active member of your religious community, and some people might not believe in God at all. Despite these large differences in our beliefs and lifestyles, we all have one thing in common. None of us feel trapped by our faith. Nowadays, we are free to make up our own minds about the Bible, about God, and about our beliefs in heaven and hell. We take this for granted, yet forget to appreciate the man who started and fought the long, hard battle that it took to allow us this freedom in religion. Me, Martin Luther. During a time of bitterness, poverty, confusion, and corruption, I was the man to save millions of everyday people who were being unfairly treated by the church. My main achievements don't necessarily lie with the formation of the Protestant church or the translation of the Bible, but simply in my courage in being the first man to stand up against the extremely powerful leaders in the Catholic Church, with no regard to the danger I was posing to my own life. The Pope was wealthy in both money and power, and my burning of the papal bull in 1520 was not only proof of my role and leader in the Reformation that would take place, but also made me a symbol of change and hope for the German people who had been exploited for so many years. I was the first man to question the rules that had been accepted by people for generations, knowing that it would not be an easy task, and this bravery and strength of character deserves to be widely recognised. So even if I were a brave man who stood up for the rights of normal Germans, you could argue that I wasn't solely responsible for the Reformation of the Church. And this might be true. However, the huge impact that I had on such a large number of people is what makes me a significant historical character. Whilst many historical figures such as Henry VIII, Shakespeare, Florence Nightingale had an impact on many people, none made such a vital difference to the everyday lives of thousands. The Catholic Church was at the very centre of German society, and people's lives revolved around their religion, oblivious to the fact that they were being manipulated and conned by those who they most trusted, worst of all, the Pope. My challenges to the Church were groundbreaking and new, but were also vital in ensuring that people did not live their lives in fear anymore. My belief in which giving the small amount of money that you had was not necessary in order to reach heaven was a comfort to those living in such harsh conditions. Nowadays, religion is not considered particularly important for some. But imagine living in a time when the belief that you might go to heaven once your hardship was over was the only comfort available. Imagine the impact that I would have had on your lives if for the first time I started spreading the word that your poverty would not mean you would suffer in hell for eternity. I was a man who devoted my life to helping those who needed it most. In translating the Bible and spreading messages through the form of woodcuts, it's clear to see that my intentions were to help the poorest and least educated people in society, those who had been considered below me. Being a monk, I potentially had a valued position in society which would allow me to behave however I pleased, but my open-mindedness and strong will to do what was right instead of what was easy led me to use my influence in a much more worthy way. Whilst others were led astray by prostitutes and alcohol, I used my position to do everything in my power to put the church right. The lives and the happiness of others were my priority, so I feel that now given the chance, my life should be your priority. So, a man who was brave, courageous, open-minded, fair, and above all, one of a kind. A man who changed the lives of thousands and whose work still has a huge impact on us today. A man who fearlessly stood up against those who had the power to destroy him and who was alone in succeeding in making a real difference to religion. Could you honestly live with yourself if you threw me out of the balloon now?